Macmillan Audio presents The Wildlands by Paul Gracie, read for you by Tristan Morris. Part 1. Chapter 1. With any luck, we'll be gone by tomorrow, Dad says. I nod and keep stuffing the tent into its sack, looking forward to getting out of this ash bucket, but not to the 400-mile walk north, and not to cramming my 6-foot frame into a small tent with my mom, dad, and sister. We've been living in the cement basement of a burnt-out house for about a year now, in the hills above what used to be Fairbanks, Alaska. An expanse of gray runs to the horizon, ash from the fires that ravaged this place the past 2 summers. The first fires, which the government set intentionally after classifying interior Alaska as a sacrifice area, burned Fairbanks and the 2 military bases east of town, but spared most of the houses in the hills. It used to be that only places the military had trashed were labeled as sacrifice areas, but now the government was using the term for places it couldn't support anymore, and it was destroying those places so other countries couldn't benefit from what was left behind. But no one knows who started the fires the second summer. Those fires reburned the town, blazed through the hills, and scorched the land as far.